Cet après-midi, on a l'entraîneur-chef Joël Bouchard. La première question, the first question, will go to Amy Johnson, AHL Report. Amy, you're up.
Thank you, Charles. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Amy.
Just a quick question for you. With the news this morning that both Cale Fleury and Ryan Poehling have been assigned to Laval, are you looking forward to getting them? Did they practice today with the group? And if so, what are you looking to really have them bring to the camp?
Well, it's not so much what they can bring as much as what we can work with them so they keep their development. Really, at this point, a lot of the guys haven't played in almost a year. This is crazy to think about that. You know?
Yeah.
So for Ryan and Cale that are young players, I think it's a good experience. They were in a taxi squad and the Montreal community doing well, but their reality as young hockey players, they need to play. So for me, I'm not looking at any player to say, what impact can he bring to my hockey club? We're not there. We're dealing with a pandemic. I'm with... What can we work with the players so they can keep going their development, because they were put on hold for a little bit. This is a different mindset, obviously. And this is the AHL all the time, Amy. I'm not looking at my board always going like, my team is, this has nothing to do with me. It's about the young guy and trying to find the right balance for them to have success and to have some adversity and teaching and guidance.
Do you expect that this will start to be not necessarily regular, but that they'll rotate some of those guys on the taxi squad a bit to get them some playing time?
Yeah, everything is possible. Like I said, in the AHL, you never plan too much ahead, right? I know you're
right.
Planning for tomorrow right now in the office, trying to see what we're going to do tomorrow in some way with the lines and everything, just because everything can happen. You know, I can get banged up since Friday, and the Habs are playing games, so everything can happen for them too. So it's not my job to be overly concerned about who's going to the taxi squad, who's not. My job is to guide the guys. And trust me, we have a lot of guys here, so I got my hands full.
Mm-hmm. Just one last question for you. I know you had talked yesterday about possibly prepping the group for a game on Friday. There's been some talk about perhaps getting the season started on Friday. Has there been any clarification yet on that?
We're targeting Friday. Like I said yesterday, I'm working, so the guys would have all they need to play. And I know they won't be perfect, but that's okay. As long as they get on the ice and they apply themselves to do the best they can, we're targeting for Friday. Hasn't been obviously like confirmed yet, but this is the plan with the guys.
Okay, great. Thanks, Joel.
Thanks,
Amy. La prochaine question, Andrew Zadonarski. Andrew, you're up.
Question for you. Speaking procedurally, when you have players going from the taxi squad to the AHL or from the AHL to the taxi squad, do they have to go, there's any kind of quarantine they have to go through, or do you know what the process is for that?
Well, the process is pretty simple. Is the player are in their own environment and get tested every day, and all those tests are compiled and where they are. So which city they're in and when did they test it. And Dr. Mulder is in charge of the whole medical staff with the trainer from the Laval Rocket and the Montreal Canadiens. So they're in charge of transferring player and making sure that we have all the paperwork and everything in order so we can move a player from one team to a taxi squad. And so it's not a concern to me, and it shouldn't be a concern for me, meaning that we have people that are way more qualified than me to deal with this, and all the requirement and all the box will be checked. I can guarantee you that much, but it's not in their world, and the way we're working and we're getting tested every day on both teams. If a switch needs to be done and they approve it and it's possible, then it doesn't danger either club.
So in theory, a player can be available the same day if he's in the AHL. He can be available
in theory,
in the
could be, as long as Dr. Mulder and everybody has checked the box and the guys are tested in the proper way with all the requirement of the NHL and the protocol. So, it's really black on white and everything that can be done. And again, I think we're pretty lucky with the Montreal Canadiens, and for being inside, dealing with testing and everything, I tell you that is as professional as it can be. We have nurses every morning here. Habs have the same thing. And like I said, every night, Dr. Mulder and his crew are looking over every data. And if there's anything, as you see last week for us, we took a day off the ice just to make sure that we got the information. So there's no concern from our part.
Perfect. And in terms of players, you said you had 34 players on the squad right now. But if you do the math, you still have one veteran spot available. Would you like to fill up that veteran spot with another veteran player? Or do you have more than enough players right now?
Yeah, listen, let's call spade a spade. This is, somebody asked me this summer, what's the toughest part of your job? It's what I'm dealing right now. Not the numbers. I can have 50 players. I'll do 3 practice a day. It doesn't matter to me. I can spend all day at the rink. I love it. I'm lucky. It's going to have to play everybody. And it's going to have to play everybody because they all deserve to play in some way. So this is the nightmare. And I've told the player, we need to work together because I don't need to fill another veteran spot right now. I need to find the best possible solution to a reality. Not a problem. We have bigger problems than that in the world, but a reality. And for those players that, you know, are with us. So it's been the talk in the last week and you're realizing the number we have. So I'm not knocking on anybody's door to get one more spot. We're working on development this year, guys. We're working on preparing players. This is what we're doing. So I got enough players. I don't need any of them.
All right. Thank you,
Mel. For now, things can change quick in the AHL, but for now, this is what it is.